It's time for us to talk hockey, and to do that, we get on the telephone line and welcome in the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Red Gendron. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
We're doing very well. We missed you last week, but, you know, you were otherwise engaged with a little hockey game there at UConn.
Yeah, well, every once in a while I get on the road and do that.
How have practices been going as you get ready for BC this weekend?
Real well. Team's doing a good job executing the things we have to with practice to prepare ourselves for Friday night's game and the weekend series at large. So it's going well.
Before we talk about this weekend and the BC games, let's talk about an honor for one of your players, Mitch Fossier, recognized by the NCAA as one of 20 finalists in the nation for the Senior Class Award. Doing what you want your student athletes to do, and that's take care of business, not just on the ice, but in the classroom.
Yeah, well, he's an exceptional student. He's also extraordinarily creative. He's a singer, songwriter. He can play multiple instruments. He's produced songs. He's written and played all the instruments, done the vocal score, and then he mixes it all himself. So he's just another human being well above Coach Red's
So that makes him a better guitar player than Anthony?
He's a great hockey player, obviously. He's among the top assist getters in the whole country in terms of assists per game, and so he's legitimate as a hockey player, obviously, and he's a legitimate student and a legitimate artist. So we're pretty lucky to have people of his caliber at the University of Maine, and certainly on our hockey team.
Red, I'm one of those guys who follows all of the ex-players wherever they are, whether they're in the SPHL, AHL, ECHL. Did the kids who leave and are now playing in the pros, they stay in touch with the guys on the team? They give them advice, or are they in a different world at this point?
Well, I don't know. I think that has to do Fred Washington saying, "Oh no." I mean, I've heard different things, but I think a lot of it has to do with personal relationships that they form with players. So if teammates have gone on, former teammates have gone on, and they had a close relationship with a player who's still in Maine, obviously that relationship will continue, and the opportunities for those kind of things exist.
Well, Red, you've got Boston College this weekend. They had a little rough stretch there, but playing very good hockey lately. They've won 13 of their last 14, 9-3 in Hockey East. Well, just do what you did last year when you were down there, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's pretty simple. It's all about us playing well and doing the things that we do well. And, there's certain things against them that can cause you more problems, turning the puck over. They have skill, and they're very good at counterattacking, creating offense quickly after they recapture possession of the puck. So we've got to do that. And during this stretch, their ball play's been operating at a phenomenal rate, and so probably don't want to visit the penalty box unnecessarily. That probably wouldn't be good for the game plan,
Well, Red, when you look at where you are in the season now, everybody's got bumps and bruises, banged up, people are playing. Do you find that there's an overall change in the intensity now that we're all basically in league play and down to the really important games?
I don't think there's any question that when we get down to this point in the season every year, the intensity does kick up. And the intensity in college hockey is high right from the beginning of the year because, every game, whether it's a league game or non-league game, has an impact on your standing in terms of making the NCAA tournament. So That's why college hockey, to me, is so compelling. You know, in the National Hockey League, I'm not disparaging their intensity, but when you play 80 games and so on and so forth, there are some nights when it's just hard for players to find themselves, you know, teams to find themselves and find their rhythm. But in college hockey, that to play well or not play well, the intensity is always there. But you're 100% right. When we get to this juncture of the season in Hockey East play and you're playing for points, exclusively for points in the standings, definitely the intensity kicks up.
All right. Well, Red, we wish you good luck as always this weekend. Appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon, and we look forward to talking with you again next week.
Can't wait, man. Can't wait.
Thanks, Red.
See you, Red.
Bye now.
That's Red Gendron, Maine Black Bears hockey coach, every Wednesday afternoon on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.